The state of New Hampshire recently opened a brand new $62 million bridge between Brattleboro and the town of Hinsdale on the New Hampshire side. And there's an agreement in place between the two communities to keep the old bridges open for biking and pedestrians. But when Brattleboro's problems with drug use and homelessness started spilling over the Connecticut River across the dormant bridges, Hinsdale said, enough. So the bridges have been closed, and the state of New Hampshire is now talking about tearing them down. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The towns of Brattleboro and Hinsdale, New Hampshire, have been talking about developing a pedestrian and biking trail across the Connecticut River for more than 10 years. The plan has been to repurpose two historic bridges that are no longer open to traffic and develop the island between the bridges for bird watching, walking, and maybe even a kayak launch. Brett Morrison grew up just down the river in Vernon, and he organized a group of volunteers to start cleaning up the island and maybe do some fundraising. And he thought it would be cool to have a celebration this summer over the July 4th holiday in anticipation of the big interstate project. So when the town of Hinsdale said it wasn't really interested in having a party, Morrison knew something was up.
When their town administrator said the select board has elected not to support your permit to do the party and parade with the state DOT, that's when we knew things might be going sideways.
The Connecticut River divides the states of New Hampshire and Vermont, but the river is part of New Hampshire, and that state's transportation department is responsible for building and maintaining the bridges across it. When the new bridge opened in December, Hinsdale Town Administrator Catherine Lynch asked state transportation officials about the plans for the older structures. And she was surprised to find out that it was going to be at least a year or two before work began on the pedestrian and bike paths.
And I immediately knew that it was not going to be good. And negative behavior was going to increase. And I knew that if that went dormant, that it was just going to snowball and become so much worse. And it has.
As the weather got warm, people in Brattleboro experiencing homelessness walked across the bridges and set up tents on the island. There was drug activity and fighting, and lots of trash starting to pile up. The center of Hinsdale is about 7 miles from the bridges, and Lynch says her police officers were spending a lot of time cleaning up and patrolling the area. And she said just about all of the people who were sighted came across the river from Brattleboro.
It's a drain. It's a fiscal drain, and it's a personnel drain. We don't have the manpower that Brattleboro has. We don't have the budget that Brattleboro does. And for them to ask Hinsdale to absorb all of the costs is pretty irresponsible.
It's all made complicated by the fact that New Hampshire owns the bridges and island, and so the Brattleboro police can't cross the state line to patrol the area. Lynch said Hinsdale also had concerns about the long-term maintenance costs if the project moved forward. So the town told the New Hampshire Department of Transportation that it would not support the bike trails, pedestrian walkway, or any part of developing the island. New Hampshire's Assistant Commissioner of Transportation, David Rodrigue, said the project's now on hold.
As projects like this get planned, it often sounds great. We all know that doesn't always come to fruition in the long run. So we really do have to make sure we proceed in the most prudent way.
Whether or not Brattleboro is able to salvage any part of the plan remains to be seen. Brattleboro Select Board member Oscar Heller said Hinsdale's concerns are legitimate. The Brattleboro Board has spent countless hours trying to address the crime and homelessness that's on display downtown every day. And a big part of moving the town forward includes developing the riverfront area, where a new train station and potential riverfront park are in the works. So Heller doesn't want Brattleboro to give up on the bridge project.
I do feel that it is a little unfair to describe what to me is a national societal problem and say that in this area it's all because of Brattleboro, when to me it's much more likely that that problem concentrates here because we have what those people need.
New Hampshire Department of Transportation officials say they hope the towns can reach some kind of an agreement over the future of the riverfront property. But in the meantime, they are going to install a sturdy lock gate on the bridges. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.